Hi guys, it's another episode of Sex and Sanity. I'm your sexy host. My name is Amishika. Guys, Sex and Sanity is hosted on the Gold Coast Support Podcast Network. It's the premier podcast network in Ghana. We have a lot of podcasts that you can listen to. Check us out. Visit www.listentogcr.com to see all the podcasts on the platform, okay? And you can visit, you can follow us on social media at the Gold Coast Support. You can follow Sex and Sanity everywhere at Sex and Sanity. Follow me on Instagram, Snapchat. At Instagram is Amishika, TikTok Amishika, AmishikaH. My Snapchat, Amis Diaries. My Twitter, Amis Diaries. It's okay, I better get it back. But I have a new account, Miss Amishika, MsAmishikaH on X or Twitter. Yeah, follow me, let's link up. When you listen to these podcasts, like our episodes, y'all should let me know what you think about it. You get, if you learn anything from me and you do what we tell you, or like you try out stuff that we talk about, or you have experiences you want to share, make sure to have a conversation with me about it. I'm always happy to talk to people about the episodes, okay? So yeah, make sure to do that. Guys, on this episode, just like the last episode, Araba is not here with me. Araba, we miss you. Araba is my co-host. We miss you so much. And guys, we have a lovely guest in the studio. I'm so excited to be doing this episode with her. She is Nana Fofi. Am I pronouncing it well?
Yes.
Okay. Please. So Nana Fofi, guys, is a vagina coach. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I'm a sex coach, right? I'm so happy to meet a vagina coach.
Yay.
How sexy are you feeling?
From the scale from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think 100.
100. Yes. Perfect. Yes. That's how you should feel when you come with Sex and Sanity.
Exactly.
Please. Because I'm the sexy queen. Guys, I'm excited. Can you tell us what you do as a vagina coach? Because I'm sure the listeners are wondering.
Yes. Yes. Well, mostly what I do is talk about vaginas all day.
Okay.
Yeah. But there are different things. Of course, I coach women with their intimate issues, but I also give steam services, womb massages, and lectures.
And womb massages?
Yes, please.
How do you do the womb massages?
I have a different technique than the most women who give womb massages. I work with calabashes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's the purpose?
The womb massage can be for different things. It can help you to become more fertile, but it is also good for your stool. But if you have fibroids, it's also very good because it helps you to shrink them.
So it helps with fibroids.
Yes.
Can it shrink it completely?
Yes.
Wow.
But not like with only the massage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of course, your mental health is
okay.
Very important with that. And also your physical health. It all is related to each other.
Oh, wow. So I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I need to read on womb massages.
Yeah, mental health is very important with our intimate care. So you can try anything you want, but if you're mentally not prepared and if you are not mentally healing yourself, then physically it will go nowhere either.
Makes sense. I like that you mentioned that because this podcast is Sex and Sanity.
Yes.
We like the mental health.
Yes, it's very important because if you don't do it, we are technically going insane. And that is what's happening right now.
What's the point? Okay. You have a book too, guys.
Yes.
She has a book. The Vagina
Oracle. The Vagina Oracle. It comes with all kind of handy tips and tricks for intimate care. This is part one at this moment. I'm writing part number two.
Okay.
And part two, we are going more deeper in the spiritual and the mental.
Oh,
because that is also very important. So it will be different series.
Okay, that's cool. I can't wait to see the next one. All right. So I have a number of questions. We ask our guests that so we get to know you. You're fine with that.
Yes.
Okay. So the first question, what is your relationship status?
At this moment, I am single and ready to mingle.
Okay.
But I only interest in African men who don't like to date outside their race.
Wait, you want an African man who doesn't want to date outside their race. Why?
A lot of times lately, I noticed that they are swinging to the other side.
So you just want to give them their first experience?
No. I think you misunderstood me. Mm-hmm. I want a black man that only wants his black woman.
Okay.
So no other races.
You're mixed. You're black.
But I like being mixed. You choose who you are.
Okay.
And I choose to live as a black person.
Yeah, you're black.
I have my white kicks in my music sometimes or with my food.
Okay.
But most of all, I live as a black woman.
Okay.
And I like to be...
with a black man.
Yeah, who doesn't like no white woman.
Okay. The sex is good, right, with a black...
Okay, I had sex with white people, but personally, I like it more with my own kind because you're on the same level.
Okay.
When you are with a white person, I feel more like a subject. Like,
okay.
That's how they talk to. Oh yeah, I got one of those too. Those erotic, you know, like
you're not a woman
no more. You become like some erotic. Tropical something.
Okay, let's move on to the next question. What's the name of your vagina?
Lulu.
Yeah, she told me that on my new podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your safe word?
I don't really get myself in situations where I need one.
Okay.
But I think it would be like, stop. Like, okay, this is too much for me. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like when you hear stop, although they say we should avoid like words like that because it's sometimes misinterpreted, I feel like if you're having sex with somebody and you hear them say stop, you should stop.
I will make you stop because if I squeeze your balls, you're definitely going to understand. You know, I don't need your words for that.
Okay, all right. Tell us about your ideal sexual experience.
Where you can be free and totally be yourself. If it's freaky, nasty, doesn't matter. Like. Free, you really need to be free.
That's good.
That is the most important. And when you are feeling free, it is automatically nice. And
yeah,
it feels good when
that's true when
you can be free. Yeah,
because you don't hold back.
I'm in my 40s. I'm 44 right now, so I'm in my sexual peak. I want to enjoy.
Okay. Because I cannot. Because I heard it was like in your mid 30s, 40s.
Oh no, so when you go into your menopause, you only get more hot.
So is sex better for you?
Yeah,
now?
Because when I was young, I didn't know really what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I had sex for a few years before I get my first orgasm with a guy. You can even see it in my book because I have my own vagina story. I was on top and all of a sudden I came and I was like, what is this? I even was embarrassed. So I'm trying to like cover it up.
Because it was your first time.
Yeah. So when you get older, you don't care if you make noise or whatsoever.
Yeah, that's true.
Or you like this, you don't feel ashamed of telling that. So I personally, when you are older, you are more wiser. It's like wine, you know, age wine is
That's true. Okay. What are your sexual pet peeves?
Okay, I had to go look for these words because I'm like, what's pet peeves now again?
get it now.
Yeah, I get it now. I hate it if they don't eat no vagina. Like,
oh God.
Crap, because I eat you nice. So why you tell me that you can't do it? Like, go from here.
I think it's very unfair to not eat pussy because personally I like to please, so you should want to please me too.
Yeah, and I'm not even a woman that likes to be eaten every time because I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to be part of it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, what I don't like, if you don't give me when I want it, like why?
Because if you want it, I'll give it.
I really need to be in a very bad situation that I'm not giving it to you. So like, why you like have to refuse me? Like,
it's so painful.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, so you must have somebody else then. Because why? You know, like mostly men,
some of them don't be eating. Guys, those of you who don't eat pussy.
Yeah, it's
start eating pussy, else you get.
You will lose them. They will cheat on you. Eventually, they will cheat on you. Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to stay with a partner. Like, even if I enjoy being with you for the long term, I would rather be with somebody that will eat me out. Yeah. Like, that's somebody that, like, my pussy should be your favorite meal. Like, jugae. Like, why? Because me, I would eat it. I'm willing to eat it in the morning, afternoon, evening. Like, I'll eat your dick every day if you're mine. So you should treat my pussy like that. Like, I don't want to treat it like an exchange thing where it's like, if I eat suck your dick, you have to eat my pussy. No, because I do it for my pleasure. But I have to know that you love doing it for me too.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's supposed to be your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner.
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be a lifeline, you know? How are you going to tell me it's, you don't want to do that?
Please start eating pussy.
Yes.
Okay. If not, you go old quickly.
If you don't eat pussy, a day keeps the doctor away.
Yes, please, guys, listen. All right, we're gonna move on to the main segment. We're having a conversation about vaginas because we have a vagina coach here. Mm-hmm. Guys, a lot of us have vaginas. A lot of Sex and Sanity listeners have vaginas. And a lot of our listeners who don't have vaginas have sex or date or see people who have vaginas. So this episode is for everybody. Like, I hope they don't see the vagina conversation and think, well, it's vagina, so let me not listen because I don't have a vagina. Better listen and take our advice, yeah? So we're gonna start by talking about the vagina, the anatomy and the pH. What? So, talk to us.
What do you want to know?
So let's start with the vagina is in the vulva, mm-hmm. right? Let's start with that. The anatomy of the vulva. Because you know people end up calling the whole thing the vagina when the vagina is the whole.
It's the opening. It's a bit confusing. I remember people told me, yeah, but you should call yourself a vulva coach. So no, I should not call myself a vagina coach because it's about the vagina, the in and the out.
Yeah.
I'm not only talking about the outside, I'm also talking about
the inside, the canal, like all that goes on.
That is the vagina. And I'm not only talking about that, I'm also talking about your uterus, you know?
Yeah.
certain words, I have to go to fallopian tube and the ovaries. I'm talking so many languages, I get confused sometimes with the names. But it goes deeper than just the vulva, you know, and even so, it even goes deeper than that because it even goes
the cervix, then up.
Not only that, it will even reach to our mental and then also our spiritual. And literally, the vagina is a portal, a portal to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like as above, so below. So it goes very deep. Yeah. It have depths to a vagina. So and that we don't even reach to that part. We mostly only reach in the beginning. So there is a lot to say about that. And how you care on the outside of your vagina is different than how you do it on the inside.
Okay.
Of your vulva, and if you call it by the exact.
Okay, term. Let me explain what the vulva is.
Yeah.
Sorry for cutting you off. So guys, the vulva is what you see on the outside, okay? So it's the vaginal lips, the labia minora, the labia majora, the clitoris, the head of the clitoris, because the clitoris extends inside the vagina. So what's on the outside is just the head. It has legs on the inside, it gets erect, yeah. The urethral opening, that's like a hole underneath the clitoral head that urine comes out of, because some people end up thinking that we pee out of the vagina, but we do not pee outside the vagina. There's a hole there. Like, the next time you see a vagina, take a good look at it and see the various parts, okay? And then you see that there's one hole underneath the clitoral head. That's where we pee out of. And then we have the lips. I already mentioned that. Then we have the vagina itself, the vagina opening. We also call it the introitus, yeah? So that's the vulva, what you see on the outside. The vagina is like the canal, the portal to the universe.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's continue. Let's continue.
So it is very important that we know how we look like from down, but also how we are on the inside. Because if you don't know, like what I mention a lot of times when I have these conversations, we're going to leave men tell us what to do and how to take care of ourselves. And then if we look at it from the medical aspect, the medical world is only based on white men. And then we black women is a,
lot of we are left out of
We are, even the white woman is kind of left out and then when we step to the black woman, it is completely different. Like a lot of times we don't even know how our vagina looks like on outside. A lot of women are afraid to look at their vagina. That's why I always advise to look at your vagina with
in
a
the mirror.
Or even like now at this moment I'm a little bit full, so I cannot really look down. I have to like open my legs to see. But that is actually a trick. If you cannot see your vagina no more, you know you are overweight.
Really, you should work with that. Okay, so you look down if you can see your vagina.
If you stand up and you can't see it, then you know you are a little bit too much of weight. So that is like
That's how you work with it.
You can see your vagina. So if you cannot see your vagina, take a mirror and look at it, but also smell it.
Yeah.
Taste it.
Every day, right? Like,
yeah.
In the shower, I do that. Like, I put my finger in and then smell to check.
Yeah.
Knowing the smell helps you check if like your pH is balanced.
Exactly. But even the taste.
Yeah.
Like pass it and taste it.
Because like how do you people be eating your pussy?
And you don't know how it tastes.
You should know what it
Don't you taste food before you serve it to people? Taste your vagina before you dip it. And people look at me, taste my vagina, but you give it to someone.
Yeah.
You serve it to someone. But
me,
you don't know.
I find it so sexy when like my partner gives me head and kisses me after.
That's normal.
Yeah, I
like if you can't do that, then I'm dirty of myself.
Like, yeah, like imagine.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So it is like even a clitoris. Like this is something a lot of people of a lot of women don't know. Mm. They don't know it has a foreskin. You can pull it back and clean under it. Imagine that some people really don't know. I was at a radio show and a woman called in and she said, "Thank you so much. I'm 65 years old and I never knew that my clitoris had a foreskin." So imagine 65 years and she never cleansed under it. So what has her husband been eating?
Right? Hopefully he's been eating it.
Yeah. Hopefully he'd be cleaning it up for her because she for sure wasn't doing it. So it is very serious, you know, that we know about these things and we can laugh about it and joke about it. But actually, it is very serious if you have a vagina and don't know how it looks like. I even went to a university one time and the girl did not know what menses were. She did not know what a period was.
She never got her period.
Never had gotten her own
period. Nobody's... Oh God, that's so bad. Because we're supposed to learn that in school. Because I remember we learned it, reproductive health.
We learned it from mom or our sisters. But it became part of school. And here in Ghana, they're probably very prude about it. But in the Netherlands, if your child is 4 or 5 years old and she goes to school, they will even teach her how to play with herself. That is how...
They are more sex positive.
It's too much.
You think it's too much?
Yeah, a little bit too much. Because what does a young girl from that age need to know about touching yourself and all those things? Like when they grow a little bit older and they go to 9, 10 years old, it's more understandable because you will be more closer to puberty.
Yeah.
So you will have changes and experience yourself. So of course then, but that is a little bit too
much because sex education, comprehensive sex education, should be age appropriate.
Yes,
a child knowing the right names of the various parts of their bodies, calling the vagina, knowing that nobody should touch you inappropriately.
That is important.
Like, so that if somebody touches them inappropriately, they rush to their parents to tell them, teaching them about consent, telling them that it's your body, you have every right to say no. If anybody touches you and you don't like it, like, it should be age appropriate. At every age, at every point in time, there's something under the sex education umbrella that can be taught to kids. In Ghana here, we don't get it.
No, and it's very important also to teach your children that even when someone say they're going to hurt mommy or daddy, still come and tell mama or daddy, because they will use that. If you go tell your parents, I will kill them or I will do this with them, the children need to know that even that should not
stop them
stop them from coming to you and tell you that.
Okay.
So it is important, but to a certain extent, so that we get more comfortable with our vaginas, because the education on our vagina is taken away from us for a reason. Because if we would have more knowledge of self, who we are as women, we would become so powerful that the world will be in a perfect balance. And right now, it's a masculine world.
Yeah.
And we are like,
I can't wait. I don't know how long it'll take the universe. But yeah, it's like the universe. I like to say that the universe just hates women in a lot of ways. Because look at biology even. Look at what women go through with childbirth, periods every month. It's crazy.
And then, sorry to interrupt you. And then the crazy thing is that our struggle for woman and to be free, men are benefiting from it right
That's
now.
True.
Because we have transgender men that want to become woman, and they are technically benefiting from the freedom that we are fighting for in
well,
a way.
That's I don't see it that way though, because gender identity.
Maybe you
and
see it from a different perspective, but the struggle that we as women have, they are also benefiting from it eventually, because now women are more accepted. We are going in the corporate world.
Yeah.
You know, we are trying to get our challenges. So that's why I say, like, even though that the world is like kind of against us, even men in a way that want to be like us or feel that they are like us, they are also benefiting in a way of
the struggle that we are having.
Yeah. I don't say that they don't have a struggle. They have a struggle. Even for them, it is interesting, because if you never had a vagina and then all of a sudden you have one,
you now have to learn how to.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's a long thing. And I mean, transitioning, all that, it's crazy. It's a crazy experience.
Yes.
And they deserve all the grace. And I mean, yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
It's
anyways.
Not easy,
Okay, so we mentioned the pH, guys. I want to tell you the pH of the vagina. It's the vagina, I'm sure a lot of you have heard that. It's acidic.
Yes.
It's between 3.8 and 4.5.
Yes.
And the vagina has beneficial bacteria in there that keeps the place okay. It cleans the vagina. It prevents the growth of harmful bacteria. That's why they'll tell you that, don't put water, don't try to wash the insides of your vagina. Like, douching is not good, because in the end, you can just wash out the good bacteria that's keeping the place safe and healthy. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. All right, guys. The pH, another thing about the pH of the vagina is that when it's thrown off, like, it's acidic for a reason. When the pH goes out of balance, it comes with issues.
Yes.
Yeah. Women, it's either you get a yeast infection or bacterial vaginosis. Nobody likes having infection.
Dryness.
All
kind of bad smells.
Bad smell, yeah.
Yes, it have a lot of issues, and it is very serious. The people that say it's like a self-cleaning oven.
Mm-hmm.
Yes and no.
Okay.
It does work by itself. But it is not an issue if you help her a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I don't say start buying douches, but if you create a natural douche, it shouldn't be a big problem. But you need to know what you put inside.
Okay. How would you say we should clean? Okay, let's talk about like taking care of your vagina as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What are some daily things women should do to take care of their vagina to keep it healthy, smelling good, like in the best shape and form?
Okay, so the best thing I would say, do not wash with soap.
Yeah.
Wash with warm water. Mm-hmm. Use cotton underwear. Try to bring your finger inside and take out what's inside there.
What do you mean?
Like, you always have some white fluid inside.
Yeah, the discharge.
Yeah, so that you can take out with your finger. And you can also look at it, how it's looking.
That's very, very tricky. Because you're saying we should put our fingers in our vaginas and take out the fluids.
Not like you go dig in it to take it out. But you should at least enter, see what it's look like on the inside. Smell it.
Okay, that's
like,
what you mean.
Yeah.
Not that, yeah. Because I needed
to ask you. That you like
me. That you're trying to. Because people doing that, and that's why they would flush water inside to wash.
No, we are not saying that. It's not like to dig it, but you can, like, if you have a lot of, sometimes when it's around your period time. Then you can have sometimes a little bit, thicker, slimy discharge. I personally, if I feel it's there, I will remove it. Because if not, it will come out slowly, it will come out, and then it will end up in your underwear.
Okay.
So if I catch it when I go to the bathroom, I will.
Okay, so you are, she's not saying, go and flush water in
no,
there.
No.
She just said, put your finger in there, take a look at the discharge, smell it. Taste it if you can. Like, I mean, we're telling you to do this because as a woman, if you notice anything odd with yourself down there, you need to take action.
Yeah.
Because that means there's something going on.
Yes.
Go get tested. Like, this, find out what's going on. Do you get it? So that your vagina can be safe and nice.
Yes.
So that, I mean, you are good. And your partner also is good because if there's anything going on there, you have an infection, sexually transmitted, your partner will catch it. And who wants that?
Yeah.
You get it.
And if you want to clean really on the inside, mm-hmm. I would advise to make a natural douche. You can boil water, some neem, some chamomile. Those are herbs that are safe to bring inside in a douche. That is better
I don't support douching at
that's
all.
That's what I say. The one likes to do a douche. Intimate care is
do
also
you
pretty.
Do you do the natural one?
Hardly.
Yeah.
Hardly.
Let's not encourage our listeners.
No, but a lot of women do. They cannot live without.
Why do they feel like they need to douche?
Because that is what's between their ears.
So that's why we need to keep educating them that it is not necessary, that you should clean the outside with water. And I mean, even if you use soap, like unscented soap, it shouldn't get inside.
No, just
clean around it, like the folds, just make sure that it's okay. And look at your vagina in the mirror. If you are listening to this right now, pick a mirror and look at your vagina.
And look at you. Yes, smell it. Now go to the bathroom. When you go back to smell your underwear, smell how it is. It's supposed to have like a musky smell. It can be salty. It can be a little bit acidy, you know? But when it really starts smelling like rotten fish, you'll be like, ooh, you're doing like that. Then you know, okay, this is really not a healthy smell. But be careful with what you are using. That's why I say if you go inside, try to use natural products. Don't buy no summer's eve.
You shouldn't go inside.
Like,
please just don't. All right, okay.
No, but if like it's the same thing like telling your daughter not to have sex. She will do it. So if she is going to have sex, then tell her to use a condom. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's why I say I rather advise them how to do it because we are not there when they are doing their intimate care.
Okay. So let's talk about some don'ts, like things people shouldn't do when it comes to their vagina.
Okay, don't use those deodorants. They have special deodorants for
the vagina. Feminine wash those things. Avoid all that.
Stay away from that. Panty liners.
Mm-hmm.
Panty liners are not your friend at
all. Why would you?
Because they are chemical and they actually help they stop the vagina from like breathing freely. It's the same thing as those Kotex, those pads. It's the same garbage.
So, with the pads, I mean, we wear them to collect our menstrual fluid. So that's, for that period.
Yes.
So you're advising that for the panty liners, which just shouldn't.
Don't do it because then you have every day something plastic.
Okay.
And then we wondering why we're getting these cervic cancers and et cetera. They are coming mostly from those type of fabrics and from those type of products. And they are not helping you. They are not helping you to smell less. They will make it worse. So a woman thinks it will help her keep clean, but it actually doesn't.
Because it does technically
the same thing. Then just change your underwear more frequently.
Yeah.
And wear cotton underwear. That's also very important.
And sometimes let the vagina breathe.
Yes, don't wear no underwear at all. When I come home, that's the first thing what I do.
I like
take
to
it off and even breathe. You know?
Need
to breathe. Sleep when you sleep without underwear. Have her breathe. Cotton, like what I said, lace strings. They are very sexy.
Yeah.
But wear them like for in the bedroom. Not too much during the day because it is not really good.
Wearing wet clothing too, because it can make you get a yeast infection.
Yes.
So even sometimes when we swim, like as ladies, but after we swim, sometimes we walk around with our bikinis wet.
Yeah.
Let's try to avoid that. Right when you're outside the pool, remove the wet underwear, remove the wet bikini so that it doesn't like increase your chances of getting a yeast infection.
Yes. And sitting, not everywhere, sit everywhere. Like if you wear a short skirt or short pants, don't go sit anywhere because it will reach you, like for especially like in the winter time, like okay, when you're in Europe, when you sit on the cold, it will give you a bladder infection. Same thing as going to bathrooms in the clubs, you know, you sit, you contract something from somebody
else. You shouldn't. Okay, I mean, with using the public washrooms, we all know we are not supposed to sit on it, mm-hmm. or like use a lot of tissue over the seat before you sit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we are supposed to do that. And what do you think about washing the vagina or the vulva, I mean, after peeing?
That is something what for me is standard.
It's standard.
I would say like throw your toilet paper away.
Like instead of like just wiping, guys, after peeing, just wash, because it helps with the smell.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's very, very important. Yes. And when you're wiping, right, wipe from front to back. Not from back to front, because then the stuff in the anus can get in the vagina and then make you get an infection.
And another one, mm-hmm. which is also a tricky one, shaving and waxing.
Okay.
Actually, it is not good for the vagina because the hair has a function. If you have sex with each other, it works like a pillow, so it doesn't bounce against the skin, but also it helps getting keeping bacteria, etc., outside of your vagina. It has a function that we are having the hair. It's more like myths, what they are telling us to make more money on us. So a lot of things they tell us what is good for us to do, or it is unhygienic to have hair. They technically do it because they want to make money and make more razors.
So you think their little bush is okay?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Trim it. What I personally do, just shave the bikini line and trim the hair.
What do you think about using hair removal creams?
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it at all.
Why?
It is not good for you, and the hair is supposed to be there. Like technically, it is one of the questions I ask with a date.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like hair or not?
You ask on the first date.
Yes, okay. And if they tell me no, they don't like it at all, we are not going to date no more.
That's a red flag for you.
Yes.
Interesting. You
know
you want somebody that doesn't mind a little hair.
You know why?
Tell me.
Which vagina doesn't have hair?
A baby's vagina.
Okay. So you like you only like a baby vagina? I have four daughters. I cannot
you
have know, a
that
man
makes
like
you uncomfortable.
That.
Yes. Yeah, that's
and I fair. And I get approval by asking this one time to a man who replied to me the same thing. Oh, I like my woman to have hair. I have two daughters. I don't want to have a vagina with looking like one of my daughters.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay. So we mentioned the pH and the fact that things can throw off the pH. I want us to talk about the various things that can easily throw off the vaginal pH, because women deal with yeast infections a lot. And that fishy smell that you hear men, oh, her vagina was smelling like a fish, blah, 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 blah. It's usually because of the pH being thrown off. It's not an STI.
Yes.
So we want to tell you the various things we are wrapping up, guys. So semen can throw off vaginal pH. There are some people that will tell you they are even allergic to semen.
Yes, that can be, but it's not really likely because biologically we need it. They may be allergic to that person. Yes.
I mean, that's the universe telling you that's not your partner.
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes a man that is not your partner spiritually, emotionally,
your body rejects them.
Yes, and you will start smelling bad.
Oh,
you can literally smell bad.
If a partner is, every time you're with them, they make I've had I think when I was
too.
In when I was in uni, right, there was somebody that gave me head. He wanted to give me head so badly that I just let him. Yeah. And after I noticed an odd smell, the fishy smell, it made me so uncomfortable. Like, it made me so uncomfortable with letting somebody go down on me, because saliva can throw off pH.
Yes.
What they ate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's important. Guys, we're talking about do's and don'ts of vagina, right? If you've eaten, before you let anybody touch your vagina, they should wash their hands.
Yes, and brush your teeth and things.
Like, if they've eaten something peppery, please, we don't want your vagina burning. because maybe they went to eat kebab and they didn't wash their hands or their mouth, and now like you are hot down there. That would be so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Note that. And please don't give your pussy app to a lame. It's important, okay? They need to be worth it.
Yes.
Yeah, they need to be. Yes. They need to be worth it and use condoms. Get tested often. It's very, very important.
Even sex toys can make you smell bad.
Wash it.
It washes very good. Don't be using like with girls or even your men nowadays. You know, you just don't be using each other's sex toys without washing. It is very important, you know. And also, like what I say once again, your mindset. Your mindset is also very important. Like for instance, vaginism is when they have very difficult sex because it's so tight that penetration becomes
vaginismus. That like the hole is like sometimes it feels like it's closed or like
it is
that
more
the body,
between
sometimes the body just clenches on its own, your muscles clench
it's more guys, between the ears than that it is a real physical issue. So this
guys, we're
serious.
Gonna make time and talk about vaginismus on one of our episodes, okay? Because there's so much we can talk about when it comes to vaginas. And I feel I wish we could continue talking, but our time is up, and we're gonna do another part 2 where we touch on anything about the vagina that we haven't talked about. And please my last thing, masturbate, okay? Because masturbating is very important. It's self-exploration. Know your body, look at your body in the mirror, play with it, know how to make yourself have a good time sexually so that you can easily guide your partner to make you have a good time sexually too. Yeah, if you're listening to this, go masturbate, okay?
Yeah, and if they don't know how to have sex, at least you will have good sex with because you know how your body works.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that is how you can fix bad sex, by knowing yourself and still make yourself come.
Thank you. I made myself come today, guys. All right, so we're going to move on to the last segment. I have a dare for you guys. You see, we're talking about pussy eating. So my dare is, what's the longest? Give yourself, I'm daring everybody, what's the longest like duration you can give head for? If you can go 1 hour, set a timer, a 1 hour timer, and eat pussy for 1 hour. If you have to take a little breaks to breathe, do it. Take a little break to breathe or drink a little water, but eat pussy for 1 hour.
What if that comes after 20 minutes?
No, like keep going. If she didn't tell it, I mean, because sometimes after coming, you need it. Sometimes I need
a little break.
That's fine. When she's ready, continue. Okay, for 1 hour. If you can do 2, that's my day. Find pussy and eat for 1 hour. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. Do you have, like, how can they get your book?
Okay, they can contact me on my page, Vagina Oracle, or they can call or WhatsApp the number 0537-60-62-61, and we deliver nationwide. And if you are not in Ghana, you are in America or in the Netherlands, you can go on nanafofi.com and you can get the ebook, or you can get the English version or the Dutch version online.
Nanafofi.com, N-A-N-A-F-O-F-I.com. How do they find you on social media?
They can find me also on the Nana Fofi, Efia Nkonsuhema, on Instagram and on Facebook, but also on the Vagina Oracle on Facebook, Instagram, but they are not so active.
Okay, that's all right. But you have like clients that you coach, with the massaging of the womb.
Please.
You offer those services,
yes,
right?
Yes, please. And I come at your house. So
to do it. How much is it?
It depends if you want to do it for a half hour or for an hour. The womb massage is $350. It's including the transportation for me coming to your house.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, the fee steam was $275.
The fee steam. Yeah. Okay, vaginal steaming.
Yes, please.
Okay, how much is that again?
It's $275 if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, guys. So if you want any of her services, you reach out to her. Guys, stay sexy for me, okay? Until we record again. Bye.